Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from September 14th until the 21st as we continue through Virgo season. Yet we still have a lot of energy in the mutable signs. Plus we have Mercury retrograde as well as plus six other planets in retrograde. And there's a lot about this time period that is about being gentle with ourselves, adaptable, accepting, being able to loosen our grip on any particular expectations we've been holding of ourselves, especially within our own timelines. Meaning, if you thought you would have XYZ done by now, or you had planned to do something or have something accomplished or figured out by now, all of that might be up in the air. There could be uncertainty and a lot of things in motion, and that's just the energy signature of this time, where we are actually in this beautiful dance with the universe around these changes and remaining flexible while also keeping your eyes on the prize, whatever that might be for you, whatever you are focused on or whatever you do want to move ahead. You could find that there are now multiple things coming up instead, that maybe there are distractions, there's different paths, different options, and perhaps even a lot of unknowns. And that's something that the universe is gifting us with, because what I'm feeling around this particular energy signature is that there are things that are lifting off of us, lifting off of our energy, being removed, being gently elevated so that we don't have to be so hard on ourselves or stuck in a particular outcome or on one road or one path. This is an energy of opening up, of loosening up, and that can be easier for some than others, but this energy signature is reminding us how we are always in a co-creation with the universe, even when it's outside of what our minds, our egos, our energy has wanted or expected. And this is, in fact, opening us up to more of those potentials or possibilities that we weren't in alignment with before. Now, I also want to note that last Pisces full moon was a doozy. It was big. It was big surrender, big release, big emotions. It was very intense. And that alone could have felt like it took you out of a particular area of your life that you were heavily focused on, because the Pisces energy wants to remove us from being burdened by the everyday practical world. So if you felt that something was intensely working with your energy during that lunar cycle, that would be right on point, because it was a very big Pisces energy that required us to just let go of control, to just step away, to understand that when we don't have the answers that we're seeking or we don't have a clear understanding, that's where the universe is always opening us up to more and asking us to step into those deeper levels of trust and faith that everything that's important will be taken care of. And that can be a theme during Virgo season, where we have a sense of, I've got to get this done, I've got to get this taken care of, I've got to figure out this new routine or this stuff going on at work or the back to school stuff. There can be a lot during Virgo season that we are looking to categorize, organize, be efficient with. And that Pisces full moon really took some things away. So trust that whatever was removed or whatever felt like it was out of your grasp is in beautiful divine order, and that whatever is necessary will absolutely be finished, be taken care of, get organized. You will get it done and off of your to-do list. But last week was probably not the week for a lot of accomplishment. Now, at this time, we have the Sun in Virgo and Venus in Virgo. We also have Mars in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. These are the four planets in the mutable signs, and they are going to be dancing with each other over this next week. Specifically on September 16th, the Sun in Virgo opposes Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 24 degrees, and Venus in Virgo squares Mars in Gemini at 14 degrees on September 16th. So what we're moving through is the need to still be adaptable and flexible and to not be too strict on ourselves, on others, on our energies, because this is going to be a time period of changes, of a slowdown, of things perhaps not quite clicking or lining up. Again, this is September 16th, although I think the energy will be felt September 15th as well. And this is a day to just allow things to be what they are. In fact, it feels like an opportunity to just relax into some things that you can't quite control and allow for the energy to pass through, almost like riding a wave, just riding a wave of energy, going with it, flowing with it, and then coming back to yourself in a grounded, clear way after the bigger waves have passed. So again, that is September 16th, where we're going to feel perhaps some frustrations, some delays, some things not quite being what we want. When the Sun in Virgo opposes Neptune in Pisces, this is often a removal. Things are not clear. Things are uncertain. The best laid plans don't follow up, don't follow through. There's things that you could just say, all right, that's not what I thought it would be, or okay, I'm just going to let that go. The Sun opposes Neptune once a year. So this only happens once a year. And it's ensuring that we're also giving ourselves a break. We aren't mentally overthinking something. We're not trying to micromanage, as that's something that Virgo can do at times, is micromanage to ensure that all the details are in place and everything is lined up. It feels like what we're moving through with these strong mutable signs is to remind ourselves that there's actually multiple ways things can work out. There's multiple avenues, multiple choices, multiple directions. It doesn't have to be just one. And in fact, it probably won't, especially with this Mercury retrograde, which is also requiring us to take a step back, to not overthink or overprocess, especially because Mercury is in Libra. And we might have a desire to try to work things out or find a solution or keep talking. And that could feel quite draining at this time. So the energy feels like there are some contractions, if you will, like we're meant to pull things in, just be allowing of what is unfolding in a way that doesn't stress us out excessively. And in fact, if you are feeling a higher level of stress at this time, this is a week to step back and to look at what you can manage and what you cannot. Also, what can be worked out and discussed efficiently and effectively, and what cannot. And in fact, this brings my attention to some issues here in the US that are gaining speed around potential strikes, where the railroad workers are considering going on strike, where 15,000 nurses have just gone on strike, where UPS drivers are considering going on strike. And this would be related to the Mars in Gemini energy, as well as the Venus in Virgo. Venus in Virgo being a wonderful example of the hospital professionals and staff who provide a lot of service, a lot of support, who certainly help us with our health and who take care of people. This is where the energies are clashing as Venus in Virgo squares Mars in Gemini. And there's some things to really look at around what's working, what's not working, what is requiring too much of people, what is asking them to go above and beyond without consideration for their time, their energy, their needs, their paycheck. So we have a number of issues here ramping up around how people are being asked and required to use their energy on a daily basis. And is that really working? Is it fair? Is it just? And so with Mars in Gemini, Mars being anger, being triggered, Gemini being vehicles, transportation, your local environment, we have some issues coming to light here around what has not been perceived as fair and just, and the changes that are necessary. And when we see how Mars in Gemini is going to be stationing retrograde the end of October, specifically at 25 degrees on October 30th, 25 degrees of Gemini, the Mars and Gemini energies are bringing our attention to transportation issues, what we rely upon, what we need. And it's really setting us up for a very interesting holiday season as so many of our goods and services that arrive on our doorsteps are from very far away. Not everything is local, right? Everything is imported or it moves around the country. It moves from other countries. So we live in this very complex system of transportation needs. And here we have Mars in Gemini showing us already what needs to shift and change. So I feel like this is going to be an ongoing issue. It's certainly going to affect what we experience over the months ahead. And it's also showing up through this Mercury in Libra retrograde, which is about contract negotiations, sitting down at the table, hammering out the details, what works for you, what works for me, what works for us. So we have these themes showing up already, and I do think that they are going to get bigger and potentially have some significant ripple effects as we're going to see this Mars in Gemini station retrograde again in late October. So we clearly have weeks away before Mars stations retrograde, but this Mercury retrograde is already showing us these issues. And then when you add in this dynamic energy between the mutable signs, it doesn't seem like there's going to be solid ground for a bit, meaning it doesn't seem like there's going to be any fast and quick solutions, which then requires us to be adaptable and flexible as well. So this is a strong energy signature as we move through the middle of September here. Yet we do have the Sun and Venus in Virgo looking for solutions, looking for options. What can work? What did we not see before that we're willing to look at now? On September 17th, Mars in Gemini sextiles Chiron retrograde in Aries at 15 degrees. Now, Mars is ruled by Aries. And when Mars makes this sextile to Chiron in Aries, this is where there can be something that works, that fits, that lines up as a solution or possibility. This is an energy too of looking at what you're ready to get started that maybe was delayed. Maybe it had to take a back seat. Maybe other things came up and were the priority. I think that this energy could show you, okay, now I'm ready to take this forward. Now I'm ready to work on this or see this through. That Mars in Gemini always has information as well. Details, facts, things to think about before taking action. And I feel like the connection to Chiron retrograde in Aries is showing us that we can do something in a new way. And in fact, Chiron in Aries is requiring us to stand on our own in some capacity, to be more independent, to look at what you can do on your own terms, even if you're just building up the confidence or the courage to do so. So this Mars in Gemini could give you that burst of a solution, an idea, something comes through where you're like, oh, okay, yes, now I see it. Now I see a next step. This is what I'll do here, and this is what I'll follow that actually works for me. Now, after the Sun in Virgo opposes Neptune in Pisces on September 16th, the Sun in Virgo is going to make a trine to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 26 degrees, and this is a powerful energy signature. This is where something locks in. It's clear, it's tangible, it's a yes. There's something powerful about this energy. Again, this is on September 18th. The Sun in Virgo trines Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 26 degrees, and something connects. This is where you could have a surge of understanding to take next steps. This is where you could feel a clear yes, and also it is often quite tangible. You can see it. It's realistic. It's practical. So this is a day when if you felt like things were delayed earlier this month, or things got scattered and thrown up in the air, and you're like, I don't know what just happened to this month. This is not how I thought the month would go. September 18th is going to show you what to take forward, what is an option that will work. And this is something too that could feel like you've got something going for you, even if it's been overwhelming or even if it's felt like, okay, I don't even know what's going on. The Sun trining Pluto is a force of energy. It's something that can feel very empowering and get things moving. So keep that in mind, that there could be a shift as we move into next week where you feel like you've got your bearings, things are clear now, you know what to do. And in the earth signs, they're always about our physical reality, always about what we're experiencing that's tangible, that connects to our five senses. It could feel like you've had to do so many things that you weren't able to focus on things that are important. The Sun trining Pluto gives you a sense of, okay, yes, now I'm going to take care of this. Now I'm going to get this done. I can finally organize this part of my life or get things figured out. So this could be a reassuring day if it's felt like you don't even know what happened this month or where things are at. This is a stabilizing energy. It's also very clear and practical. And I feel like this is where we can be productive as well. Then on the next day, on September 19th, Venus in Virgo trines Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 18 degrees. And this is also an invigorating energy. This is where connections are made, perhaps a surprise, something you didn't see coming. Oh, wow, that's a great idea. That's a great solution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow this option. So now Venus in Virgo is going to have some support from Uranus retrograde in Taurus. And this is also where Venus is good at managing the particulars, the details, the things that we often overlook. And there could be something here where you see a solution or a possibility that you previously didn't see. This is where you could also understand what matters and what doesn't. And in fact, there's something about September 18th and 19th where there's a sense of, this is my priority right now, and this is what I can handle. Everything else is too much, or I don't have control over it, or I'm not quite sure everything else that's going on, but this is what I can focus on. This is what I can get done. So the week begins with a sense of being productive, making headway, perhaps feeling like you're able to finally tackle things that maybe you thought you would have taken care of earlier in September. But going back to what we started discussing at the beginning of this podcast, there's so much about September that opens things up, and it could feel like your best laid plans aren't really going anywhere. I also feel like this is the universe asking you to gather in your energy, to ground in to what is essential, and to look at what you've been holding or carrying that is a burden, that is too much, that maybe you had obligations around, or you thought you should handle it, or you took it on for somebody else. This is a time to look at how your energy is operating, what is really working for you and what is not, what is too much. And also to be very honest with yourself around where you need support too, because there are many light workers, star seeds, empaths, energy healers. You're so good at holding a lot. And I see this energetically as because of how your energy has expanded to hold more light, and you're able to support people, you're able to be there for them. But there's something about this month that's asking you to realistically assess, but at what cost? What is it costing you energetically? How is it affecting you or wearing on you? Because yes, you can do a lot for many, and you can unconsciously be holding more than your fair share. But this is a time to also allow energies to return to their source, to return to where they came from. So if you've been holding more energy for coworkers or colleagues or family members or friends or a lover or a partner, if you've been holding more energy for them because you care, and that's the other thing too about this energy signature, is that it comes from a very caring and kind place. But there's something here where it could be sinking you. It could be too much, and that could be the overwhelm. That's where it could feel like you're holding more than you realized. And even though there's a part of you that can absolutely handle it, and perhaps you even feel good doing so, you feel good being there for others, supporting them, holding their hand, there's something about just being very honest with yourself around how you're using your energy and what is your responsibility truly and what is not. Because when we have these strong earth signs, and we do have strong earth signs right now, in addition to strong mutable signs, the earth signs being the sun and Venus in Virgo, Uranus and the North Node in Taurus, and Pluto in Capricorn, it brings our attention to the physical world timeline, the reality of our lives. The earth signs are about the boundaries of our lives as well, how there's only so much we can do in a day, that there are certain limitations we have to work within. There's certain things that we have to honor and respect. So with this focus on the earth signs, we're also being asked to honestly separate out what you no longer need to hold or carry, and to do so from a place of compassion for yourself, understanding of yourself. But also I feel the universe is asking us to dig in to an intention around that and to make that intention more conscious. Meaning, if you're someone who is very responsible, you're carrying a lot for others, is it because you're thinking or assuming that they're not able to take care of things in their own reality? Are you in an unconscious habit or pattern of just taking on more to make things easier for others? Are you the one who's just always assumed greater responsibility? are you trying to support someone else, but realizing it's actually working against your own energy or your own needs? These would be things to look at and assess for yourself to understand truly how your energy is operating at this time, the effects it's having on you, and then to go higher up into the energetic realms of pure unlimited energy. And to be very honest with yourself around what is needed, what is necessary, and what is not. Because I feel like there is a need to honestly balance what I feel are these support systems, these energetic support systems between us and others, that also relates to outdated programming and belief systems from other lifetimes, where a lot of our identity was built into being of service and to support others, to be there for them. But at what expense? What cost? What was the energetic cost, so to speak? Because that Virgo energy wants to do something that is a useful contribution. Virgo being very responsible and reliable, being able to often hold a lot and take care of things for others. But part of our reprogramming is understanding how we are consciously using our energy in a loving and kind way that also supports us. And to end anything that is about self-sacrifice or martyrdom or giving, 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 and then feeling bitter or resentment or realizing it's out of balance. And this is very important as the sun continues through Virgo, because we're approaching the Libra equinox on September 22nd, which is a balancing point, and it's a balancing point within the zodiac, within the astrological wheel. And it also is a time of looking at what's in balance within you and what's out of balance as well. So before the sun enters Libra on September 22nd, you could have some very clear messages around what is out of balance in your energy, where you're doing too much, where you're overextending yourself, where your energy is going out and not coming back in equal measure. And I feel this energy is already in play because of Mercury retrograde in Libra, which is showing us how we are interacting with energies outside of ourselves, how we're extending ourselves in to other people's energy bubbles or interacting with them on various timelines. And there's something about this particular week that could show you what's not working and then show you what to do instead. So it is a time for staying open to these new pathways and these parts of our energy that maybe we've been blocked or not seeing honestly. And you could feel it physically, by the way. You could feel physically where you're out of balance, where something is not healthy or in optimum working order. And you could even feel that sense of not liking something, almost like not liking a dynamic or not being happy with it, and you're not quite sure why. But this Mercury retrograde could then show you perhaps an unconscious pattern or something in your interactions that are ready to shift and evolve. In fact, Mercury retrograde in Libra will oppose Jupiter retrograde in Aries at 5 degrees on September 18th. That's the same day that the sun in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. And that could be a day where you're seeing things in a different way. You're understanding some kind of dynamic or connection in a different way. And it brings you a reality check. And then it gives you something else to choose, another way to proceed or move ahead. So I feel like there's a lot of energy this week that is supporting us in staying open to our own unconscious habits and patterns, but then giving us a higher perspective on why we're doing things a certain way or why we're showing up in a certain way. And I'm seeing this too as we go higher up into what it feels like is the frequency of our higher selves that continues to show us more of how we can choose to use our energy in a different way and in a new way. This could be a time when you're realizing, nah, I'm not going to do that anymore. No, I'm not interested in that. No, thank you. I don't want to choose that. Or this isn't really what's connected to what I desire or what I want. I'm feeling that there could be a lot of no energy this week, but it's a no that is for the best, meaning it's a sense of, yeah, I'm just kind of done with that. It's wore itself out. It's expired. I'm not really interested in pursuing that anymore. There could be something where you realize it just doesn't have any energy to it. It doesn't feel like it has that flow or ease. It could feel heavier and it could feel like it's just not connecting with you. And so as I'm saying all this, it's really fascinating because now I'm being directed back to the very big energies that we went through in July and August that were very intense, required a lot from us. There was a lot of pressure, even like that pressure to grow or that pressure for change. And as we move through that energy, we absolutely shifted into some higher gear, some higher timelines. And as we did so, there is now this ripple effect of things falling away because they're no longer connected to this new trajectory, this new choice, or this new timeline. So we're seeing now the ramifications of how much our energy has changed, where you could feel it. Maybe you're feeling it physically, emotionally, mentally, all of the above and more, where you're seeing, yeah, that's no longer of interest to me, or that no longer resonates. And it just is falling away. And I'm seeing it actually falling away like very light, soft feathers. Like it just has this floating away. There's ease to it. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It kind of feels like something is just gently coasting out of our energies because it's no longer needed. And so now we're in this new timeline experience, which opens up new energies and opens up new potentials. But so much of September is this slowdown, is a slowdown as well. And that can be confusing because you've been going through some very deep, significant changes throughout this year, and it doesn't always keep pace at a certain speed or at a certain rate of growth. It's like September is bringing in this slowdown that on the one hand could be confusing, especially if you had a lot of momentum or a lot of things were happening, or you expected things to keep going at a certain speed. September is this bubble of energy that is separating out what is old and no longer needed. And again, I'm feeling it as like these feathers just being released, just gently falling down, falling away, lightening the load. And it's also meant to give us a break, meant to give us a moment to just catch our breaths, to trust the slowdown, to trust the reassessment, to trust that all the work we've been doing this year matters and it's paying off and it has deeply transformed us at a core level. And there's times when our physical reality, our physical bodies need to catch up with those changes, need to be in alignment with all the energy work we've been doing, because the energy work is what we usually start with first, and then it takes time for it to trickle down into our physical experience. And this is a time when our physical reality is essentially catching up with everything we've been shifting in our light bodies, in our crystalline codes, everything we've been taking in, reprogramming, reworking. It's almost like now our bodies are catching up to that frequency, But it could feel like it's been taking you out. It could feel like you've been doing a lot physically, or that your body's been feeling a lot, whether you've been feeling it as some kind of slowdown and surrender, or just something being reworked and reprogrammed physically. There's a lot about September that is giving us the time and space to catch up with these higher frequencies that we're most definitely connected to. So, of course, assess that for yourself, how you're physically feeling, what your energy level is, if you've been feeling a little bit slower or sluggish, or if you felt like you've been purging and detoxing and there's just been a lot going on. The universe is showing us that part of being in this physical reality requires us to have that time and space for our physical selves to catch up with these higher frequencies. And this is also a time to monitor how much we're trusting that process, how much we are having faith in this adjustment phase, and to not give up or to not abandon ship, even if you're not seeing things manifest or develop right away. We're also approaching the fourth and final square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. That energy will be the strongest the beginning of October. And it is an energy too that has been reprogramming us at a deep energy level that feels foreign in some way. It feels like we can tell how we're evolving and becoming different in our physical bodies, that again, we're holding more light, we're holding pure energies than we ever have. In fact, it certainly relates to the crystalline energy codes, the light codes, even how the sun is evolving, growing, and transforming. We are feeling all of that within ourselves. And I feel like what we're understanding is how much we can energetically hold at a purer level of our beings than ever before. And this is something that could be quite new at a soul level, that you're feeling physically different. Your energy feels very different, that all the work you've done in this lifetime, you're really feeling it and sensing it at this time, even though it's required a lot of stretching and discomfort and growth within us. It's almost like what we're understanding is how capable we are of being these pure vessels of energy, and what it means to show up in the world in that way. Because I'm seeing it as holding less emotional density, less of the unhealthy ego density, an awareness of the mind's role and what the mind focuses on and contemplates. It feels like it's been this very deep rewiring of our physical experiences on this planet. And it can take time for us to adapt to it and to own it. And I feel like as we move towards this fourth square between Saturn and Uranus, there are more shifts happening. There's more that we're also deeply reprogramming that maybe we weren't ready for previously. Meaning there could be things that you were wanting to change or knew you could change. And I think that there's something about this phase where some of these changes could even feel easier or more certain because of the changes we've already been through in recent years. And the visual I'm getting is when snowflakes change their shape into a different form. And it feels like that kind of transformation. It actually feels like nanoparticles or very, very minute details that are changing and shifting. And then at some point we feel it. We feel the overall change. We feel the overall shift. So that's what I'm seeing, is that there are nanoparticles changing shape and form that it's easy to overlook when it's just like one or two, but this is billions. Billions of these energies are shifting and changing form, and that's what we're feeling. So we'll keep talking about this as we approach the Saturn-Uranus square. In fact, I'm going to do a podcast episode on it on Monday, September 19th, and I'm going to talk about the astrology of it. I was actually given a message back in August in the Galactic Center that I didn't release yet. It was recorded August 21st. And it's interesting how I get these messages, and whenever they coincide with this Saturn square Uranus energy, I also then receive the energy of don't share, like don't put it out there publicly just yet. And I'm saying this because it definitely relates to world events that we've moved through in the past week. And I got this message again, August 21st, but there was energy around it that said, don't release this just yet. Trust the timing, trust the energy of when this can go out, because there are many energies that don't want information to be discussed. And that's why we've been living through this cancel culture, right? And it's definitely related to Saturn squaring Uranus, where if you aren't staying in line, you will be shut down. And as many of you know, that's why I moved those messages to my website, so that I could share this information as needed, but it wasn't on these public forums and these social media channels. So all that to say, I have a message that I haven't publicly released because the energy hasn't supported it yet. And then it reminds me of how this has happened every time we've had Saturn squaring Uranus. This is when the energy is a full stop and there's a hesitation to share more. So I am trusting that I will release that message when it is time. But it is about responsibility at this time. And that's also one of the hallmarks of Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus. And it's a message that has been coming through for a while now about how it's necessary for particular bloodlines on the planet to be removed, and that they have expired, and that that is part of what we're living through at this time. So overall, this is a week to stay very mindful of your energy in all ways. To again, look at what you've been holding or carrying for others that perhaps is draining you or wearing on you. To stay open to new solutions and possibilities. To not be too hard on yourself if you had certain expectations about getting things done or what you could accomplish at this time. The energy is about staying fluid, staying adaptable, not being too locked in to any particular outcome or option, and to also stay connected to your body consciousness. And this is always important during Virgo season, especially right now with Venus in Virgo, who wants us to take care of ourselves, to stay mindful of what our body is saying and what it's expressing. And to give ourselves time to listen to the body, to listen to what it is communicating or the messages that it's sharing with you. You could realize there's parts of your energy and your physical self that are out of balance, that aren't in optimum health. And Virgo season is always a perfect time to tune in to that consciousness within you. And in fact, something that I have shared with you before, although it's been a while, is how effective CBD can be for naturally taking care of ourselves and working with plant medicine, working with what is naturally on the planet, on the earth, that grounds us, that supports us, that heals us, especially for star seeds, when we can have a hard time feeling grounded on this planet and we need more support, whether that's sleeping or inflammation or things happening in different parts of your body. All of that can be louder during the Virgo energies because that is your own body consciousness wanting your attention and wanting some solutions that support your energy. And I know I've mentioned the CBD company before called Jamfa, and how they create products, especially for starseeds. They create CBD products to help us with the grounding on the planet, as well as to understand what our body needs from us. And they have so generously offered 33% off to starseeds or anyone who might be interested. I'll put it below this podcast, but I just like sharing their products with you because they are amazing at what they create and what they offer us. So you can get 33% off with Astrology 33, and they also have items for your pets, for your health and healing. They have some products they've put together to support the lungs, especially after COVID. So just check out what they have, see if it resonates or if it would support you, because all of this certainly plays in to the energy of Virgo season and what we're understanding about how our bodies are working at this time. And by the way, if you have questions, you can just reach out to them and ask for more information or ask for more support or figuring out what you need. They're very personable, very helpful. And that's why I like sharing them with you, because I know how much it's helped so many of you understand more of what your body is experiencing and what you've been going through, especially during this time of really getting to the heart of our health needs. So again, it's Jampha, J-A-M-P-H-A, and that means loving kindness. And that is one of their main intentions in helping people understand what their energy needs at this time. So I'm wishing you a beautiful week ahead. Remember to stay open, stay kind to yourself, stay gentle, stay flexible, to not put too much pressure on things at this time, because there's like these loose threads, these loose strings that are floating around. And the more that we can just work with the energy intentionally and consciously, the more that we can stay open to what is ready to flow in next. I'll be back with another podcast episode every Monday and Wednesday, and we will then enter Libra season next week as we pass over the equinox and move into the second half of the zodiac wheel. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. I'm also on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And please check out my YouTube channel, as you'll find many videos discussing the energies in your astrology chart, as well as more about the upcoming Libra new moon that is happening on September 25th. And we'll be talking about that next week as well. So wishing you a beautiful, peaceful week ahead. Take good care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate to yourself. And also honor yourself, how much you've grown and transformed over this year, and how supported you are at this time as well. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here really soon.